Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Resurrected Republic Live, RTR Truth Media. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart, joined tonight with JJ Zapp. Oh, we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight.
Good evening, all.
Yeah, right, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks.
All right, we have
great night for a show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have some interesting stuff tonight. One of the first things I want to cover, just for, you know, for some giggles here, right? there's this team of academics, right? And they're liberals, and they have come to the conclusion, I think, that liberalism has become somewhat of a mental disorder in American universities. Imagine that. So this is what they did. They published 7 intentionally absurd papers in leading scholarly journals in what has become known as the Grievance Studies Affair. Now, they wrote this stuff is just, they one of the papers they wrote, they took a chapter from Mein Kampf and just changed the names and published it, and it was accepted. You got to hear this. Folks, this is about the funniest stuff I've heard coming out of academia in a while. Academics expose corruption in grievance studies. Roll that clip.
Is the light okay in here?
Yeah.
I just read my email. We have our first win. The dog park paper has been accepted. They don't know. We're about to tell them.
I gotta read you something. Dear Dr. Helen Wilson, I have now closely considered the revisions of your manuscript, Dog Park, and will recommend its publication in Gender, Place, and Culture. You have done very good work to address the issues the reviewers raised and have clarified your arguments. Thank you for your contribution to Gender, Place, and Culture, and I hope to be seeing your manuscript in print. Yours truly. PhD Managing Editor. We have an accepted paper in the number one feminist geography journal.
Since approximately June of 2017, I, along with 2 other concerned academics, Peter Boghossian and Helen Pluckrose, have been writing intentionally broken academic papers and submitting them to highly respected journals in fields that study gender, race, sexuality, and similar topics. We did this to expose a political corruption that's taken hold of the university. By this point, several of these papers have been accepted in highly respected journals, and one that claims that dog humping incidents can be taken as evidence of rape culture has been officially honored as excellent scholarship. I'm not going to lie to you. We had a lot of fun with this project.
The reviewers are worried that we didn't respect the dog's privacy.
But don't let that lead you to believe that we're not addressing a serious problem. If you have a few minutes, I'll try to explain. To be clear up front, we think studying topics like gender, race, and sexuality is worthwhile, and getting it right is extremely important. The problem is how these topics are being studied right now. A culture has developed in which only certain conclusions are allowed, like those that make whiteness and masculinity problematic. The fields we're concerned about put social grievances ahead of objective truth. So as a simple summary, we call the problem grievance studies. To test the depth of this problem, my collaborators and I dedicated ourselves to a 1 to 2 year secret project targeting top grievance studies journals with an agreement to publicly release our findings, no matter what the outcome. We started officially on August 16th, 2017, and by Thanksgiving, we were in trouble. We had begun ambitiously and mostly stupidly. Our first papers were really only suited to test the hypothesis that we could penetrate their leading journals with poorly researched hoax papers. That wasn't the case, and we were wrong for thinking we might be able to. So by late November, it looked like all we'd accomplished is ruining our reputations.
If this doesn't achieve anything, it would actually frighten me.
We needed to change our approach, So we walked back from the hoaxing and began to engage with the existing scholarship in these fields more deeply. This led us to learn a lot more about the inner workings of grievance studies.
The best I can tap into is that there's this kind of like religious architecture in their mind where privilege is sin, privilege is evil, and then they've identified education as the place where it has to be fixed. So you can come up with these really nasty arguments like, well, let's put white kids in chains on the floor at school as an educational opportunity. And if you frame it in terms of overcoming privilege, and then you frame their resistance, that they won't want this to happen to them, that they would complain about this. If you frame that in terms of, oh, they only complain about that because they're privileged and they can't handle it because their privilege made them weak, then it's right in.
Papers started getting in.
You f***ing have got to be s***ing me that this happened!
By March, with two papers accepted and one published, it would be fair to say that we had become accepted grievance scholars. By June, it was three, with one having been officially honored by the journal as excellent scholarship. By July, it was five. By August, seven. This shouldn't have been possible. So far, what we're learning is rather astonishing, but the data we've gathered require more analysis to fully comprehend. What appears beyond dispute is that making absurd and horrible ideas sufficiently politically fashionable can get them validated at the highest levels of academic grievance studies.
We rewrote a section of Mein Kampf as intersectional feminism, and this journal has accepted it. Social work.
This is deeply concerning, because the work of grievance scholars goes on to be taught in classes, to design educational curricula, to be taken up by activists, to influence how media is produced, and to misinform journalists and politicians about the true nature of our cultural realities. No one tolerates this sort of corruption when they find out an industry is funding biased research to make itself look a certain way. The same scrutiny should apply to research when it pushes a political agenda. And we have uncovered enough evidence to suggest that this corruption is pervasive among many disciplines, including women's and gender studies, feminist studies, race studies, sexuality studies, fat studies, queer studies, cultural studies, and sociology. You may be thinking that the work done in these fields must be good, because it seems to continue the noble work of the civil rights movements. Well, after having spent a year immersed in it and becoming recognized as experts in it, we have to disagree. Grievance studies does not continue the work of the civil rights movements. It corrupts it, and it trades upon their good names to keep pushing a kind of social snake oil onto a public that keeps getting sicker. Progress is easier without grievance studies. My collaborators and I are left-wing academics who can now say with confidence, these people don't speak for us. This is now a plea to all the progressives and minority groups these people claim to speak for. We suggest you spend some time critically engaging with the ideas coming out of these fields and decide for yourself whether they speak for you.
Getting that? They just submitted a bunch of bunk garbage out of their keister, made up, fabricated, dog park, toxic masculinity, comparing it with a male dog humping a female dog, scholarly work, so-called, submitting it to liberal journals, and it was accepted for months until they did the reveal video.
It's called toxic feminism at its worst.
This is what I think about that.
Mentally deficient / retarded / dripping with autism, just spewing out of everywhere. God knows where this autism's coming out of. From God knows where. So fucking spraying out of your ears. It's embarrassing to hear.
You can't make this stuff up, man. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe this. I could not believe it. I could not believe it when I heard this. They actually were writing about the the intersectionality of problems with dogs and their relationships and toxic masculinity among male dogs and female dogs. And they got this stuff published, and they were applauded for it. I mean, they were praised for it. I don't even know what to say. This only proves, if this does not prove how much that liberalism has become a mental disorder, I don't know what possibly could. Oh, good God.
I know what to say.
Go ahead, man.
Toxic feminism through Marxist, communist, social engineering at its worst. Worse than their fantasy dream, it's worse. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? There's something else I think about that. I think that they're all doing something to their brains. Maybe they're overusing a little something. Maybe smoking a little bit too much of something. Just saying.
Never.
Sniffing too much glue. Puffing on the good old bong too much in between classes. I don't know. It's crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. You know, there's a couple of guys that kind of remind me of that. You know what I'm talking about, Mike?
Hijo de la chingada.
Is that a joint, man?
Look. I love cannabis like the next guy, but I think that their THC content is a little too high and their indoctrination is a little too thick. Ay, chingar. Anyway,
I would add,
Mama talked to Tua, try to tell me how to live.
Yeah,
ba-da-da, ba-da-da, da-da-da. Listen to it because my head is like a zip.
Yeah. Liberalism is a mental disorder, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good Lord. You can't make this stuff up, man.
Or it's the Marxist, communist, social engineering fantasies come true. That's what it is.
Yeah, but you know, they're all so creepy. They give me this kind of feeling like, you know, it makes my skin crawl. Kind of like something like, Mike, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
He knows what I'm talking about. It makes my skin crawl. Kind of reminds me of something, these liberals.
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think? What do you think that reminds you of?
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're having fun tonight. That's good. That's good. Hopefully, yeah, the audience is enjoying our fun, too.
Oh, I hope so, man. I tell you, it's enough to make you crazy. So if you don't have fun with it, what else can you do? It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Ladies
that
and gentlemen.
That means they're winning.
Yeah, just to remind you guys, we're running a fundraiser where if you go to rtrtruthmedia.com or you go to resurrectrepublic.com and you click on that PayPal button, you send us $25 per chance to win an opportunity at winning a $500, minimum of $500 in value, name brand, brand new, in the box laptop. And this is, I mean, a very supportive sponsor of my show is making this offer. So if you guys want to support this show and you like what you hear, go to resurrectorepublic.com or rtrtruthmedia.com. Click on that PayPal. For every $25 you send, you will get one chance. The limit that when we pull the drawing is going to be $1,000. So as soon as we get to that limit, then we're going to hold the drawing. We're going to do it on video. We're going to do everything above board so everybody sees who it is. I've already asked my closest of friends not to get involved with it so that there's no appearance of impropriety. It will be completely somebody from the listening audience who donates will be the winner. That is a fact. So all of you, you know, rtrtruthmedia.com, resurrectorepublic.com, and send that donation in. For every $25, you'll get one chance. So if you send me $100 and you put in the memo of PayPal, laptop, and your name will be entered on four different chances and thrown into the bowl when we do the drawing. If you don't want to send in a donation via PayPal, if you would rather mail it or you would rather get it to us some other way, you can email me at rtrtruthmedia.protonmail.com. So anyway, there's that.
Come on, just $25. You can get a $500 computer. Throw in $50, you have a chance at a $500 computer for 10% of the money.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I thought it was a really generous offer of our sponsor to do that so that we could do a fundraiser.
It's great. A man that lives in God.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we try and bring people the truth as best as we can. You know, it's a lot of work. People don't get to really see what I do. They only get to the RBN audience usually only gets to hear what I do on RBN. There's so much more to what we've been doing behind the scenes and with research and with articles and news aggregation and reaching out to other people and helping other people. By the way, we're contacted just about every day to help people through certain things, CPS battles and getting their words out and showing them how they can communicate with other people to help them. There's so many things that we do. I literally wake up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and I don't get to bed until one. I get maybe 4 hours of sleep a night. People don't get to see this. You know, I spent a year away from things. My YouTube channel got taken down. By the way, Google and YouTube owed me $1,100 when they terminated my channel. Never got a dime of it. I had taken like 6 or 7 years to build that up, you know, we had all our research, all of our documentation, everything was on that channel. And when they tore it down, they left ResurrectTheRepublic.com just like it was like hit with a shotgun with a bunch of dead articles. And it's a lot of work to come back and try. We've already started trying to go back through the articles. There was one of my good friends who got a copy of my entire channel. So we have now like this huge cache of all these videos. So now my task is this. Now I have to go to each article, over 1400 articles now, if I want them. And they've, a lot of these articles have gotten a lot of, they've gotten a lot of traffic. So people are still clicking on them and they're finding, you know, dead videos. So our goal is to slowly go back in and repair the damage that was done. Only what we're doing is we're using BitChute. We're posting on our new YouTube channel, and we're also posting to BitChute. So, God forbid if we get whacked off of YouTube again, there is an active video presentation. Like when my wife went into the in Liberty, Texas, the Texas State Library, to videotape, photograph, and get authorized signed copy of the original 13th Amendment, stuff like that. I mean, we've traveled all over the country compiling information and research and all this stuff, and it was really a labor of love over years. And you know, I have to be honest, Zap, I'm going to be real honest right here. If we can't make this thing, you know, if we can't get support from the audience, it's just not really worth continuing on, don't you think?
I think optimism is always present.
Yeah. I mean, dude, if I wasn't optimistic, I wouldn't be here.
And the great work is a 24-hour job. Everybody knows that, man. And it's not easy, especially when you're up against this madness that we live every day. It's, it's hell on earth, really. I mean, to be blunt about it, it's hell on earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sodom and Gomorrah is back with a vengeance, is the way I see it. Because there's things that are so immoral that one can't even hardly stand to hear what they're saying. It's unbelievable. Like
that's
this
right.
Sandra
right.
Bullock thing that you
said
on the website that we're going to touch on later.
We're going to touch on that. We have to take a break for our sponsors, folks. Talk about satanic insanity coming out of Hollyweird. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media. Tom and Zap with you tonight.
foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
All of the telephone lines are down. Yeah, it's a flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Resurrected Republic. RTR Truth Media, Resurrected Republic. I'm your host, Tom Lacabarre. Tom Lacabarre Stewart. Oh, he's there. Can
I'm
you hear me?
I'm ready to play it right now.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Go ahead on, man.
There you go.
Flood down in Texas.
All the telephone lines are down.
lines are down. All right. Oh, my baby. Can you hear the sound? All right.
Having fun.
Dude, I wish I had my guitar here, man. I don't have it here. It's driving me crazy.
I know, so I'll play for you.
All right,
I set it down.
That's great, man.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you got it. Hey, man, might as well have fun at this, right?
It translates to the people listening. Life can be a blast, and all this madness should not get you down, because if it gets you down, then that means they're winning.
Dude, there is some madness out there too, man. It's just crazy what we were talking about when we were going into the break.
Fantasize about being able to go back in the past and talk to some old timers and tell them what the world is like.
Yeah.
And imagine their responses. They'd just be speechless.
You know, this whole thing with this Marxist movement, everything is just so gay. Wouldn't you say, Mike? Let's hear from the Sopranos.
Mr. Wegler? Oh, that is ridiculous.
I've heard that before.
That was written when? The 19th century?
Yeah, I didn't even know they had fags back then.
AJ.
I read where they found gay cave drawings in Africa.
Really?
Shut up.
This stuff is pervading our educational system, not to mention movies, TV shows.
What stuff?
This gay nonsense they're teaching.
God, I love The Sopranos. This gay nonsense. You know, Italians, at least. I grew up in an Italian house, man. All this stuff, it was crazy. It was crazy. We didn't entertain any of it. And you know what? The funny thing about it was, my father was a Democrat. You know, what? I used to think Democrats were cool, man. They've all lost their flipping minds, bro. It's just crazy. Crazy.
Them and the peanut farmers.
Oh, man, there's got to be something in the water or something. I don't know.
As Joan said before she unfortunately passed from a routine throat operation, we've already had our first gay president. We all know she's a tranny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And remember,
we'll talk about gay reality. Yeah, we've had the gay president, but nobody seems to accept the fact.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, everything's turning gay these days. It's, this whole agenda is really kind of just gotten me. We were talking last night with the guest that I had on, and we were getting into the whole thing about marriage, and he was like, yeah, well, you know, he's more of a little bit of a libertarian, and he's like, yeah, I don't care. Gay marriage doesn't bother me. And I was like, really? It bothers me. You know why it bothers me? It's not because it bothers me because of gay marriage, right? But it bothers me because the state is involved. Yeah, let's listen to that Joan Rivers clip. Let's listen to that.
Miss Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I'm so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't charge.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. It's okay.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Do you understand that?
Turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Serious
crap gay. Frogs friggin' frogs. It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
I might have to agree with Alex Jones on something.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, cross the sea of years. With no provisions, there's blood in all the faces, Lord, the straits of fear. Oh,
Resurrector Republic. RTR Truth Media. You'd like to plug what? Oh, I'm sorry,
the
JJ.
The chat. if you listen.
We were going down the road of gay frogs, so I just wanted to make sure I had you clear. Go ahead.
No, plug the chat room. Resurrect. If y'all that are listening want to get involved and this fun we're having, go to resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com and join us in the chat. Go ahead.
Yeah, Johnny just dropped me a book. Johnny, I love you, man. There's no way I can read that all that right now. Transgender. This even looks cool. I'm sorry, listening audience. I'm already reading this. Yeah, I love you, John. You're all right. All right. According to recent data.
Yeah, we are in the chat room, people. Yes. Come join us.
Yes, according to recent data. This is from the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to rtrtruthmedia.com and click on chat, or you can go to resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com and check it out. According to recent data from the Williams Institute, the UCLA School of Law, an estimated 1.4 million adults in the United States identify as transgender. However, there is a hidden agenda that underlies the transgender movement known as transhumanism, which promotes an androgyny, a hermaphrodite, long worshipped through the universal ancient religion of Freemasonry. Media prepares us for the normalization of androgyny by alerting us that Finland is getting into gender-neutral shopping. Will the rest of the world be next? Do they mean no more male clothes? Do they mean no more female clothes? Not exactly. Androgyny is male and female combined into one body, the worship of which goes back to Freemasonry and the Noahites, the descendants of Noah. Read about the symbolism of Freemasonry. In the age of androgyny, we consent to the hybrid human being, the non-gendered and non-binary, instead of the he said and she said. It's they said and them said, and I would add Zer said and Zoo said and it said and whatever else conglomeration they would like to come up with. Anyway, after California and Washington State became the first to introduce gender-neutral birth certificates, which is insane in the New York City followed and Maine introduced non-binary driver's licenses. While a federal judge allowed the State Department to process non-binary passports, when X marks the spot, soon it will be the return of the X-Men. Get it? The X-Men. If we worship Hollywood actors, right? If we worship Hollywood actors who worship the golden Oscar idol, then we need not be coerced into this agenda. If wearing a dress is good enough for a Hollywood actor, Will Smith's son, Megan Fox's son, and Charlize Theron's son, whoever that is, I don't watch Hollywood anymore, it should be good enough for the rest of us. The transhumanist agenda is designed to create a hybrid race that we can accept without question as humanity is transfigured. This UN agenda hopes that we attuned to the idea of becoming less binary race is a new vision of how we should all live. The idea of being planted in the kindergarten classroom that gender should not be limited, but gender... This sounds like Gay Frogs. Ready that, Mike. And all for one and one for all. So we must start using gender-neutral words, gender-neutral bathrooms. Some are led to the ask the obvious, why wouldn't the androgyny
present like
the ability...
I don't like chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
Gay! Frogs!
Gay!
Frogs!
Frogs! Friggin' frogs! It's not funny! I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay! Frogs!
Was he right about something, ladies and gentlemen? Gotta love it. Woo! Alex Jones might have been right about something after all. Oh, God, I love it. Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. Yeah, he was right about a lot of stuff. It's what he doesn't tell you that's the problem, but yeah.
What he skips, right.
Yeah, it's what he skips. I like to poke fun at him. You know, my buddy Adam Green.
Don't get me started.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Adam Green for No More News debated Owen Schroyer. That was kind of funny. And then the SPLC wrote an article about that debate. And Adam was on the show with me the night before they did this this debate. So they do this debate, and then the SPLC writes an article. So I don't know if you – did you catch the what I put out? I put out a – it was just a short clip of my phone call to the SPLC. Did you catch that?
Oh, yes, I did. Sure.
Yeah, it was great, man. It was great stuff, man. I called them up and I was like, well, you know, I'd like to take you point for point on the, you know, some inaccuracies are in here so we can get them repaired. And they're like, yeah, well, and we're not the right person to talk to. I said, okay, well, can you give me the right person to talk to? And then they turned around and said, yeah, well, we'll have them contact you back. Click. They didn't take my number. They didn't. He just thought that hung
up. Of course they didn't.
He didn't know what to say. I was like, you know, you guys are always getting on people.
You knew to hang up.
Well, yeah, I was telling him, you know, you guys are always getting on people for white supremacism, but we have on tape, literally, you know, we have on tape, like, rabbis and religious Jews saying that they believe that, you know, they're going to own 2,800 Goyim non-Jew slaves and that they're of the master race of the chosen people. And don't you think that that's supremacy just as much as it is white supremacy? A guy just didn't know what to handle. He couldn't handle it. Yeah. I love ticking off the SPLC.
Problem is those that call themselves Jews but are not Jews. That is the problem. It's been written in all the good books. That's where the problem lies. It's not Jews. It's not a blanket statement.
No, not at all. I don't know. You see, that's the thing. You know, I get criticized. I can't do right. You know, I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. Because really what it comes down to is if I don't castigate all Jews, then the Nazis hate me. Well, they can hate me. And if I don't, if I'm not hard enough on them, you know, look, this is what it is, folks. Every child that is born into this world is a child of God. Then they are brought up with indoctrinated systems that they either subscribe to or they don't subscribe to. My stepbrother was Jewish, and he rejected that Talmudism. He was the most giving, kind, loving, most Christ-like person that I ever had the pleasure of knowing. He was, and on his deathbed, he converted to Christianity, by the way. So for those of you Christians out there, that you know, should give you, put a smile on your face anyway. But throughout his life, he rejected all of that. He rejected the supremacism, the chosen people. He looked, you
the
know,
synagogue of Satan. He wasn't part of the synagogue.
Yeah. It's not genetic, and therefore it's not racial. This is an ideology. Because most of the people that call themselves Jews aren't Jews anyway. They're not, I mean, not historically. They may be converted into the faith, but they're not historically of Semitic races. So this is an ideology. And what I call it, because you know what Christ warned us about? He said, beware, you know, the Bible warns us about giving heed to certain genealogies. This is about ideology, right? That's what this is about. This Babylonian Talmudism, this Moloch worship, Baal worship. It was like a virus that infected people's minds, and it infected not just the Pharisees and Sadducees, but the Romans. We see that. Look. We see it manifesting itself in the Roman Catholic Church today. The pedophilia, the Baal worship, the weird things going on. Come on, man. It's just. People need to look. They need to be reasonable in their castigation. I have a serious problem with the Talmud, just like Christ said. You know, your doctrines make the law of God of none effect. Serious problem with it. It's not just political Zionism I have a problem with, but I don't stay locked there. I also have a problem. This created fake, for the most part, I believe it's fake. This radical jihadist. Zbigniew Brzezinski, CIA, Mossad created radical jihadis, right?
We all know the vast majority of the population are faking it in maximum overdrive. They have no idea.
Oh, mind control, bro. It's mind control.
Walking around. The zombie apocalypse is before you if you have the fortitude to see it.
Yeah, man. I really just think that, well, for government means mind control. It's mind control. You know, when people said religion...
That's what religion etymology is, yes.
Yeah, religion is the opioid of the masses. You know, and it can be used for good or it can be used for bad. And I agree with Ryan and Ryan Dawson on that, too. And you know, I apply my faith. You know, what my faith teaches me that I... Like the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And seek the same
and avoid the seven deadly sins and live the good life.
Yeah, it really keep it simple. Keep it very simple. And, you can't really go wrong. And just, God, I mean, the stuff that we see going on, the Satanism, that reminds me, Mike, do you have that satanic clip that I have rolled up from earlier? Yeah, okay, so check this out. This one slipped past me, ladies and gentlemen. I have to be honest. This one kind of slipped past me. I didn't even realize this was a thing. One of my listeners sent me this, and I was floored by this, okay? This is Sandra Bullock, right? She is – I don't even know how to say this. Dude, she's having a skin treatment to keep herself looking young and her skin looking fresh. Using the foreskin of babies. Dude! Roll that clip.
And jokes about it.
You know, I don't know where I've been. This one just flew right past me. Why? Because I usually don't bother watching Hollywood anymore. It's become so disgusting. But I can't be quiet on this. This is beyond disturbing. Sandra Bullock went on the Ellen DeGeneres show. I'm sure a lot of you probably heard of this, but I'm weighing in. Her appearance on the show, she revealed that she undergoes a treatment that is derived from the foreskin of babies from Korea. You really just can't make this stuff up. This to me is so despicably satanic. Okay, just hear it for yourself.
Talk about this facial that you're obsessed with. That how many did you get the whole cast of Ocean's 8 to do
not
this?
Everybody.
Okay, and, good, smart
just,
ones.
Just those that I thought would appreciate it.
Okay, explain what it is.
Well, it's this way in which one forces through microneedling. It's like a little roller with these, some of you, I think many of you know it. And it pushes through the skin and ruptures the collagen and then boosts it. You look like a burn victim for a day, but then it pushes the
skin. What are you pushing into the skin, Sarah? Carrie? What are you pushing into the skin?
Well, you push in whatever the facialist would like to insert into your pores.
But what is it?
It is an extraction from a piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away.
Far, far away. Like it makes a difference that the baby's foreskin came from far, far away. Just detached. Just detachment. Oh, far, far away. That's not a problem.
And they somehow figured out how to extract...
It's foreskin from a Korean baby. That's what it is.
I don't think... It's not like I'm lying there.
You know when Ellen DeGeneres is disgusted by something, there's a real problem, right? Because this is the degenerate show anyway, but... It's just... Oh, wow.
Little pieces all over my face. It's like...
Who thinks of collecting it and having it for, we'll do something with this
and
someday.
Why didn't
Satanists.
We come up with that?
Right.
Yeah, why didn't we come up with that? Why didn't we come up with that satanic stuff?
Yeah, and so we call it, I call it the penis facial. And I think when you see how good it is to your face, you too will run to your local facialist and say, give me the penis.
Yes, because your vanity is so much more important than any kind of semblance of morality whatsoever. Your vanity is so much more important than that that's exactly what you would say. Just wow.
It's going to happen. Give me the penis.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to say.
I'm never going to say that.
Oh, no, she'll never say that.
Maybe make it smaller.
No, I don't even understand why that is a thing that you'd put that into your skin. Why do you want that? You know what's going to happen? Penises are going to start growing out of it.
Yeah, because this is just funny. It's just really funny to use discarded baby parts to...
You're going to have little tiny...
Little penises?
Like, that's what karma is going to do. You're going to have tiny baby Korean...
I'm here going...
Korean...
Let it not be a whisker or a pee. Let it... All right, yeah, I'm good here. Okay, we're all good. Now, well, so be it.
Do what thou will is the whole of the law, so be it. Right, Sandra?
So be it. I must have Korean penises growing out of my...
It was worth it.
All right.
Oh my
We're gonna
God.
Take a break and
straight to hell.
Yeah.
Straight to hell.
Straight to hell, she said
yeah.
it.
Straight to hell.
Yes, Sarah.
Yep, straight to hell.
Sandra. I like that little goof up by Ellen. Sarah. That's kind of biblical too. That's a whole other story. Yes, I do believe you're gonna go straight to hell.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't do it.
I have to explain.
You are.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to get backstage and Lila's going to go, Mama, why is there a penis on your face?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Unbelievable.
You know what I think of that? Mike, what do I think of that? What do I think of that?
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
That's what I think of that. The world is losing its collective minds! Ugh. Crazy. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrected Republic, RTR Truth Media, Tom and Zap coming at you tonight.
Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Welcome back. RTR Truth Media, live in the studios. Tom Lacavera Stewart, JJ Zapp, and Mike at the board. Thanks, Mike. Got anything to add? Guess not. What a great night we're having here on RTR. I hope you all are listening and take advantage of the raffle we have going. We got a computer up for a lucky winner. If you put in $25 in the hat, you get your name thrown in and you can win a $500 computer. Go to RTR Truth Media and hit this donate button. Send the PayPal and you get your computer. Might just get a computer, $500 worth. Well, what a crazy world we live in, people. We have tenets of Satanism running amok, I think mostly through feminism, but you can have your own opinions. Call in at 1-800-313-9443 and let us know what you think. We have my friend Kurt Reagan, who's a longtime tribal attorney, coming on in the second hour, and chief of the Kikialis Nation. And he has done lots of things with law that are quite astounding. And many of you, I think, would enjoy hearing what he has to say about legal matters and how he handles them himself. He'll be on maybe about 20 minutes, I guess it'd be from now, because we're almost into the second hour already. That first one just blew by. We were having such a good time. And Tom, where he went to, I guess he's off taking care of business. Are we up? We're almost up to the second hour, aren't we? All right, I guess we don't have any music yet. I should have grabbed my guitar. I don't have it. I placed it.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.